Joining us now with Cash Grain Analysis is Scott Butcher of the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Basis remains pretty firm for old crop corn and beans, hmm?
Yes, it does. I mean, really, there's quite a few areas right now where, we're, very aggressive. People are still looking for corn here nearby, and obviously more people starting to look for April, May as well.
How far away are you pulling it from now?
Right now, we would probably be pulling a little bit of corn from kind of the Indiana-Illinois border, and that's probably about as far away as what we're, seeing.
Are you thinking that by July you may have to be pulling it from a lot further?
I don't necessarily know. It's hard to tell right now. I would say that, it would be hard to pull it from much farther than that. I don't know. Obviously, a lot of that depends on what margin structure looks like for our plan at that time. But, that's probably that's kind of a to-be-determined thing.
Have producers started booking any new crop corn or soybeans with you yet?
No, really have not seen much. A little bit of new crop soybean activity with the board moving up. Obviously today we did not have a very good day on new crop beans, but they have been a little bit higher here lately, and that has brought out some new crop sales in beans. But really, corn has been pretty quiet still.
So with the new crop bean sales, what is the popular contract?
Most of the folks in our area would probably do a hedge to arrive, futures only type deal for new crop beans, and wait and see what the basis does later.
And for corn, if they're not happy with December at 578¾ plus whatever your basis is at the moment, what kind of price are they looking at to start?
Yeah, well, I definitely think there's a lot of stuff out there at $6. I mean, obviously, if we could get to $6 futures on the board, that would buy a lot of corn.
So you think at $6, producers will be coming and calling you?
Yeah, I do. I think that if we would happen to get there, we would definitely see some movement.
Are you having any difficulty booking trains at this point? Everything good in the transportation area?
Yeah, it seems to be. There's really not a lot of issues right now. The marketplace is definitely seeing some movement, but no transportation issues that I know of.
And on the ethanol side, crushing margins have not been tremendously strong. So have you had to back off any in the ethanol production area?
No, not really. We're definitely running the plan as efficiently as we can, and trying to get the most out of it possible. Really have not seen any drop-off.
Go ahead and give us your prices then for day, sir.
761 corn, 1502 soybeans.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.
That's Scott Butcher of the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. Hey, have you had a chance to try this website yet, willag.org? There you'll hear all of our audio analysis, and we also do it on the mobile website platform at m.willag.org. And you can sign up for our free Ag e-newsletter ahead of the Friday WASDE report on that website as well. Use the link in the right navigation window.